June 24th, 2026. Venezuela had two earthquakes within 39 seconds of each other, and they were above 7 on the scale, each one of them. Over 1,400 people were killed. Unfortunately, that is so, so tragic, and there were 3 Jews and 280 Jewish families misplaced from their homes. This is something which should strike our hearts, such an event, out of nowhere, seemingly straight from nature. June 24th, 2026. In Europe, an extreme heat wave hits. The temperatures hit above 30 degrees on average than the normal temperatures in those places, hitting 111 in France. On that day, June 24th, 2026, over 1,000 deaths were recorded in France, 400 in Spain, and over 500 ambulance calls, more than the regular, in Germany. These are horrible, unprecedented tragedies. Are they just background noises? Are they just things which go in one ear and right out the other? Or are there something more? They're a direct message to you, to the Jewish people. The Gemara says, Ein Peronius Boi La'olam Ela B'Shvil Yisrael. That means when tragic things happen in the world, it's not background noise. It's B'Shvil Yisrael. It's to give the Jewish people a message. Ein Peronius Boi La'olam Ela B'Shvil Yisrael. The Peronius, the tragedies only happen in the world B'Shvil Yisrael, because of Yisrael, to send us a message. What is that message? For us to grow, for us to tshuva, for us to be better. These events happened right before the Beit HaMitzarim. The days between the Mitzarim, the constrictions, as the Midrash Eicha says, is referring to Yud Zayin Tammuz through Tisha B'Av, where tragedies of tragedies happen to the Jewish people. The days of Beit HaMitzarim are days where we focus on the horrible tragedies in Klal Yisrael, where we mourn. We sit in Avelos. Now, we're not mourning on the past. We're mourning on the present situation, that the Shechina, that Hashem's presence, is in Galus. When we see these tragedies in the world, these horrible, horrible events, we have to be thinking one thing. We have to change. We can't be the same. It's not a time to be sad, scrolling on your phone. Oh, it's so sad, so sorry. It's not a time to be keeping halachas externally, all the halachas of the 3 weeks, but changing nothing internally. And it's not a time to say, oi, the korban, oi, the people over there, and to not do anything about it. We do so many things to represent ourselves, to show and to live these times of the Beit HaMitzarim, of the horrible tragedies that happened then, and to realize that really those actions are to tell us something about now, that we have to change now, that all the tragedies only happen B'Shvil Yisrael, to send us messages, that we have to be bigger and better. We have to take note of what's going on in the world, look around us, and say, that's a message to me to change. We have to look at the reasons that the Chorban happened, and not just do external actions. These days, the 21 days, are compared to the days from Rosh Hashanah to the end of Sukkot. That means they're time of great growth, of great connection, of being chozer b'tshuva. So let's not let this opportunity slip away. Let's use it as a catalyst to grow, to be bigger and better, to change something internally. This upcoming 3 weeks, say to yourself, I'm going to change something. Something small. The easiest and the hardest is always look at another Jew and try and change your attitude towards him. I'm not saying change an action. I'm not saying go and do something to him, give him a hug, give him money. Think about my internal attitude and shift it an iota, because one small step in this direction is a giant leap in your connection to the Jewish people. That's what you can do in these days. That's one thing we can do, is look at all the disconnect, look at all the machlokes, look at all our negative feelings, and shift it. If you have one person that you have extreme negative feelings to, try and peel away one layer. If that's too hard, if it's someone that you just don't feel connected to, try and give a little positivity. Try and do something small in this direction, and that will change you internally. Let's take note of the world. Let's know it's not background noise. Let's take it as a direct message to us.